This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Israeli airstrikes have hit several sites in Syria's Homs province early on Sunday, wounding five soldiers, according to Syrian state media. It marks the ninth time Israel has struck targets in Syria since the beginning of the year. This, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a war monitoring group linked to the opposition. State news agency Sana, citing military sources, has said the strikes targeted sites in the city of Homs and surrounding countryside. It said Syrian air defenses intercepted the missiles and shot down some of them. There's been no immediate statement from Israel on the strikes. Pope Francis was discharged Saturday from a hospital in Rome after being treated for bronchitis. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
As he left the hospital, he was greeted with a wave of camera clicks as journalists asked how he was feeling. "I'm still alive," he quipped. The 86-year-old pontiff was hospitalized at Gemelli Polyclinic after he experienced breathing difficulties following his weekly public audience in St. Peter's Square. It was confirmed that he received antibiotics administered intravenously during his stay. When asked by reporters what was wrong, Francis replied, "Ask the doctors, I don't understand." The Vatican also released his upcoming Holy Week schedule in a sign that his health has improved. He will attend a Palm Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Square and an outdoor Easter Mass on April the 9th. I'm Karen Chamas.
Bulgarians vote in their fifth parliamentary election in 2 years Sunday amid rising resentment toward political elites who many see as unwilling to tackle graft and economic reforms. Opinion polls show the ballot would likely leave Bulgaria short of a functioning parliamentary majority again, putting a question in its ambitions to join the Eurozone.